President Trump spent his Wednesday in Ohio, where he spoke to a group of workers at a plant that makes tanks for the U.S. military. The place was going to close until the increased defense spending got through in the budget.
Well, you better love me. I kept this place open. That I can tell you.
But it's actually one of his workers we're focusing on today. It's Counselor Kellyanne Conway in the beef between her husband and her boss.
Welcome to The Whip Around, a daily dose of what you want to know, need to know, and what you'll be talking about all day long. Now here's John Saucier.
Gotta confess, I never knew who Kellyanne Conway was until she was hired as Donald Trump's campaign manager in 2016 and then helped him to that historic victory. Since then, we see her on TV all the time, heard her on this podcast, even seen impressions of her on Saturday Night Live. I also never knew who her husband, George Conway, was until now. That's because he's been very critical of President Trump, especially on Twitter, and the president is hitting back.
The president on Twitter called George Conway a stone-cold loser and husband from hell. He later had some choice words for the conservative lawyer before departing for Ohio.
I don't know him. He's a whack job. There's no question about it, but I really don't know him. I think he's doing a tremendous disservice to a wonderful wife.
George Conway fired back on Twitter, writing, "You are nuts, and you seem determined to prove my point. Good for you," adding the hashtag narcissistic personality disorder. Conway has often criticized the president and publicly questioned the president's mental health. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Again, this is the husband of the woman who said this about President Trump just 3 days ago.
This president condemns hate and evil and bigotry, and we will continue to do so.
All right, enough about politics. Instead, let's talk about basketball. Some people argue that college basketball is the purest form of the sport, and that's going to be on display starting today as the Field of 64 gets going in the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. But before you fill out that bracket, let's see what our sports guy, Matt Napolitano, has to say about it.
March Madness tips off at 12:15 p.m. Eastern in the East region of the bracket as 10th seed Minnesota takes on Louisville. That's one of four first-round matchups on tap today in that quarter of the bracket. Over in the West region, six games, including top seed Gonzaga, taking on first four winner Fairleigh Dickinson, and 8th seed Syracuse going up against 9th seed Baylor without Frank Howard. Only two games in the South region, highlighted by reigning champ Villanova, a 6th seed opening their repeat bid against 11th seed St. Mary's. And in the Midwest quarter of the bracket, four games, including second seed Kentucky facing Abilene Christian. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
You know, Matt, I read somewhere that the NCAA is expecting to make $1 billion on the tournament this year. That's a lot of change, but none of it will be going to the players. There's some people out there who'd like to change that, like North Carolina Congressman Mark Walker. He was on the Fox News channel last night talking about a bill he's introducing that would help college athletes get some money for their talents. He says the way it is right now, it's just not fair.
We are not asking nor requiring the NCAA or the university to pay a single dollar. The only thing that we want is for these student athletes to have the same access to the free market as that you and I, and really every other student, whether you're education, business, if you're a music scholarship, you can go out, pick up a small gig here, play in an orchestra, praise band, whatever it might be. This is a travesty. In fact, I think it's an injustice. Republicans have tried to right some of these wrongs from an injustice standpoint. This is a big one, and we hope to overturn this.
So you say this is America. They should have a chance to experience free enterprise, obviously, in this country. But be specific on what they would get then. Is it cash payments or...
Well, we're requiring the NCAA as a nonprofit. We don't believe big government coming in and telling the NCAA what they should do. Mm-hmm. The only thing that our law does, it changes the tax code through the Ways and Means Committee for an amateur status, meaning that these students can go out and market themselves, a young entrepreneur.
Well, there's some opponents who say this will give the big-time schools and the players who play for them an advantage because with more revenue, they can make more money, more of a spotlight. My idea on this for years has been an across-the-board straight wage for the players in each sport, money that they wouldn't be able to collect until they graduate, give them a little motivation in the classroom. Anyway, social media has been very active about this recently, especially after the NCAA tweeted out a video about what they think it's like to be a student athlete.
An NCAA ad meant to detail what it's like to juggle school and sports at the collegiate level under fire by current and former college athletes who say it's not a real life interpretation. The Twitter clip, captioned "Student and Athlete, A Day in the Life," shows a young man playing basketball, studying, and hanging out with friends.
If you have the talent and dedication to succeed in school and in sports, will provide the opportunity.
Some call it motivational. Others aren't buying it. Dallas Cowboys cornerback Byron Jones tweeting, "A brisk run around campus, the energy slash attentiveness in class, going to sleep with a smile on your face. This video is nothing like being a student athlete." Alex Caruso of the Los Angeles Lakers tweets, "Y'all pay the actors in this more than the real student athletes." The NCAA has yet to respond to critics.
That's our social media reporter, Kristen Goodwin.
The Whip Around.
Are you seeing more and more fake breasts these days?
Fake news.
No, I said fake boobs.
This is House Call for Health. More of us are having cosmetic surgery. The American Society of Plastic Surgeons says cosmetic procedures have been on the rise for the past 5 years. Last year, there were nearly 18 million cosmetic surgeries, and that doesn't include plastic surgery reconstructions after an accident or disease. The most common procedure was breast augmentation. There were more than 300,000 of that kind of surgery last year. Other popular procedures are liposuction, nose reshaping, eyelid surgery, and tummy tucks. Doctors say facial surgeries are becoming less common as patients choose newer non-surgical procedures. Studies have found women are more likely to have cosmetic surgery, but plenty of men have things done too. Low self-esteem has ranked as a top motivation, as well as low life satisfaction, a high degree of media exposure, and a low amount of religious beliefs. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
All right, Joy, thank you. We leave you today with some birthday news. It's not a person, though. It's Twitter. Yeah, Twitter is 13 years old today. Apparently, they came up with it during a brainstorming session for a podcasting company. And thanks for checking out this podcast. You can also check out Fox News Radio on Twitter. I'm John Saucier and giving you a retweet today for listening to The Whip Around.
I guess we have 60 million, almost 60 million on Twitter. And if you add them all up, it's way over 100 million people. And I get to see firsthand what's going on, and it's not good.
The Whip Around is fresh and fast every morning and made right just for you.